Will Catholics go back to Mass after COVID? I don't think so, at least not to the numbers that we had prior to COVID, which was approximately 20% of Catholics attending Mass on Sunday. The U.S. might be a little different, so my observations are more for this country. And the reason why I don't think we're going back even to the levels that we had prior to COVID are four. Number one, because people have gotten out of the habit of going to Mass on Sunday. You know, for some families, they haven't gone to Mass for a year and a half. And so they have a different habit for Sunday. So our habits aren't really broken. They just get replaced. So families who once had the habit of going to Mass on Sunday replaced that habit with something else. Maybe it was watching online, maybe it's just carried on like it was a Saturday, but it was a Sunday. But families have stopped going because they've lost the habit. And so they got to break out of that. So I think we're going to lose people because of that reason. Number one, they've lost the habit. Number two, I think many Catholics will see the Mass as non-essential. And the reason why I think they will see the Mass as non-essential is because this is the unintended consequence of the Mass dispensation. Now, I'm not blaming bishops on this, okay? So the bishops gave us the dispensation because they were thinking of the common good of people in this pandemic. So I'm not attacking here, so don't twist my words. But I think there's an unintended consequence that people will see this dispensation that the bishops have given and then conclude, wow, the Mass is not that essential because, look, I can just watch it online. Now, the bishops haven't intended for this consequence, but I believe this has happened. And so we're going to lose some people because they no longer see the Eucharist as the source and summit of their faith. Number three, we're going to lose some people because now they have the habit of fear. And the reason why I call fear a habit is because nobody is born afraid. Nobody is born afraid of COVID. So they've learned this response to be afraid constantly from watching the national news. And so as a result, as things open up, they're not going to go back to Mass because their mindset is be afraid. So in order to go back to Mass, they have to break the mindset of fear because as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow. So if we want people to come back to Mass, we have to show them that this is a safe place to be. And I think that's going to be tough because parishes won't have access to those people because they're not in the pews. So we're going to lose some people because of fear. Number four, we're going to lose some people because the parishes aren't a welcoming place. Now, this is not blaming parishes, but this is an unintended consequence of the COVID protocols that parishes have had to put into place because of the common good for people. So again, this is not blaming the parishes. Parishes have done their best with the circumstances they found themselves in, but because of this, there's unintended consequences. For example, just think how welcoming a parish is when we've had all these COVID protocols. You have to register, so you just can't show up, right? And if you're not on that list, you can't get in some places. You got to wear a mask, so you're not smiling to people. Oh, yes, you can smile with your eyes. But that only goes so far. And then you got to be on the list. You got to wear that mask. You can't see smiles on the faces. Then when you sit down, you got to be in their separate places so you're not too close to people. It's not very welcoming. And then you got to sanitize where you sat because you might have infected that place. Like, I get why all those things are in place, okay? But it doesn't create an atmosphere of welcome. So because of that, some people are not going to come back. I'm also thinking about that person who, because of the lockdowns, has cried out to God, and then for the first time in maybe 5 years, has gone to his local parish in the middle of the pandemic. And when he got there, they said, oh, you're not on the list. And so he has to turn away from his parish. How are you going to get that guy back? Tough. This has happened. Again, an unintended consequence of the COVID protocols. This is the reality that our Catholic parishes are in. You know, in the advertising world, there's this rule of seven. Advertisers say that for a person to finally purchase a product, they have to see an advertisement for that product seven times. If you take that rule and apply it to the church and evangelization, a person needs to be invited, let's say, seven times before they finally respond to the invitation to come to church. Now you're fighting against all these other things, and I think it's even going to be harder to get people to come back. Once again, I hope I'm wrong about all these things. I hope people just come streaming back into our parishes. But I just don't think we're going back to normal. And I'm sharing my concerns, hoping that it finds its place in some parishes or maybe some dioceses, because if we don't have a plan for something after COVID, we should plan to fail. So what's the solution to this? I don't have all the answers, but I'd like to offer a couple things for your consideration. Number one, for those people who do come back, let's build up their faith. Through good, solid preaching on Sunday, but also maybe for catechesis outside of that. You know, maybe it's time to start having parish missions or little mini conferences within the parish. But people are hungry. And I think the sooner we can jump on the opportunity to give people a deeper encounter with Jesus, the better. Not to wait. As soon as those COVID restrictions lift, jump on that opportunity to give people opportunities to deepen their faith. Number two, build community. Commitment thrives in community. So if we want people to have a solid relationship with Jesus and a committed relationship with Jesus, this best grows in community. We're not designed to be lone ranger Christians. If you look at the history of the church and great saints, they often come out of communities or they come in pairs. So let's build our communities up. How do we do that? Well, one way is to give people reasons to stay after Mass on Sunday. Then they just naturally connect with other people. I know this is something Janelle and I appreciate very, very much about the parish that we are involved with. We love hanging out with people after Mass, getting to know new people. Something that makes it hard for us to, and this is not a commentary on our parish, but in general, when our kids are nagging at a social event, we want to leave right away. So if our kids aren't excited to stay after Mass, we're way more likely to leave. Now, it just happens that our kids really enjoy staying after Mass and connecting with the other kids. But if you find yourself in a position of leadership in your parish, or you're a pastor or even a bishop watching this, I would ask, how can you figure out a way to get people to stay after Mass? So, because commitment thrives in community. So build community by giving people reasons to stay after Mass. But I do think that our parishes can become stronger, even though they might be smaller. And this is one reason to rejoice, because strong parishes can still evangelize a culture. It's possible, friends. It's possible. So yes, I do have great hope and anticipation for the future. Guys, let me know your thoughts. What can parishes do going forward to get people back to Mass? I'd love to know your thoughts, because I don't have all the answers to things. Please teach me, share with me. Did I miss something obvious? I'd love to learn from you. Thanks for watching. God bless you. Friends, thank you so much for watching, and a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for the world. We appreciate you so much. We cannot do this ministry without you, so thank you. And just in case our channel gets shut down by YouTube, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all new videos by email, no matter where they are uploaded on the internet. God bless you guys.